okay.
Bro, I don't know. My throat is so itchy. I've never felt this before. Have you ever had, like, an allergic reaction? Really? It feels, like, sharp. Mm-hmm. Like, whenever I swallow, it's, like, sharp. I don't know what that is.
Allergy to something.
Something. I had avocado, and then this happened, so, which is not usually like me.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've always been eating avocado my entire life. That would really fucking suck if all of a sudden I had an avocado allergy.
That could happen.
I know. I've heard it happen, like, to people that just, you know, when you grow up and then you all of a sudden have an allergy to something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck. Fuck me.
Hopefully not.
I know.
Maybe it was just Walmart.
I hope that's the case. Maybe they put some shit in there. I'm praying that, like, my face doesn't blow up midway through the podcast. Right. Imagine, like, you look over and, like, my face is, like, right, all swollen.
It's, like, gradually more and more. It's, like...
my lips are, like, poking out.
You remember that episode of That's So Raven where she had mushrooms?
Yeah!
That's you.
That's gonna be me. I'm like, yeah, so... Fuck. Well, hopefully it doesn't happen to me.
Yeah. It'll be fine.
I hope so.
It'll be okay. Hey, guys.
Hi, everybody.
Nice to be back.
We're back again.
Yes. If you don't know my name is Johnny.
And I'm Rach.
And this is...
A Young Love Podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No Olipop today.
No, I just have my life... My life. This is my life right now. My iced tea that I've been clinging onto for dear life.
And I'm just drinking my saliva.
Do you want something to drink, bitch? Like...
It's fine.
You can just go in the fridge, like, you know... This is your house, too.
It's okay.
Okay.
Maybe later. After we start talking, I'm like...
We both, like...
We're parched and sound like...
Something about this room, bro. It's just this room that used to be a garage. It just gets so, like... I almost said musty. I feel like musty is not the word. Not musty.
What is the word?
Dry. Okay. It just gets really dry. Musty? I'm like, ew, why are they musty? It just gets really dry in here after a while, and you're like, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm already feeling it, but mine's probably part allergic reaction. Part
yeah.
Shit, I gotta sit like a lady today.
Right.
I'm in a little dress.
Okay.
Ew, purr. I think we're both in black today.
Yeah.
I'm always wearing black, I feel like. The last episode I was in all black, today I'm in all black.
I don't know what I wore last night, I forget.
I forget. Oh, you were in like a... I don't know. Was it orange? It's like an orange tank top.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I was worried it was this. I was like, fuck. Two times in a row?
Well, listen, we all got washing machines.
Right, I was like, I have a washer, so.
Wait, what's the... From the Lizzie McGuire movie? You are an outfit repeater!
Yeah.
Yeah, I always think about that whenever I, like, wear something again.
I'm That's
like,
me as
I don't
fuck.
Give a fuck.
That's so me. I will wear the same thing. I'm like a character in like a TV show. They always wear the same outfit. Like,
no, yeah, that part. Yeah,
every episode. That's crazy.
That's pretty much what it is.
That's me.
Yeah. But that top is really cute. I have one just like that in blue.
I was going to say, when I got it, it made me think of you.
Oh.
So I was like, the titties.
The titties are sitting. They're sitting.
Titters.
For sure. Yeah. But today, we are here to talk about some important stuff. Like we always are,
mm-hmm.
You know, always. But today we wanted to focus on, I guess, the idea of being mother, but also being everything else that you want to be in the world at the same time. Because that's really important.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I had originally saw this on one of my friend's stories on Instagram. She was talking a lot about being... a mother while also trying to juggle a bunch of other things going on in her life at the same time, and how society basically give you, like, they'll ridicule you for wanting to be, like, something other but a mother.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at the same time, if that makes sense. Like, it's, I personally feel like you can be a mother but also be whatever you want to be at the mm-hmm. same time, but society just has, like, this big judgment, oh, like, but she's a mother, she shouldn't be doing that. I just... You know.
Yeah.
I think it's stupid.
Yeah. No, literally. I saw this video on TikTok. It was this mom, and she was talking about, like, when she goes out, people are always like, where are the kids at? She's like, bitch, this is not an environment for a child. She's like, people are smoking crack over there. How the fuck would a kid right. here?
It's like, all of a sudden, you become a mother, and then everyone around you thinks that's all you have to be.
Yeah.
Or that's all that you are. Bitch, I still have a life outside of motherhood, yeah. and I'm allowed to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm allowed to still continue to do whatever I do for my career, still be around my friends, still have a social life, go out and have fun, like, I can be everything at once, but mm-hmm. for some reason, like I said, society creates motherhood as, like, they just put this thing on women where it's almost like it just consumes you, and that's all you're allowed to be, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I just think as women, it's very important for us to remind ourselves that although motherhood is very consuming, you can be everything that you are trying to be or that you want to be, that you have a passion about being or doing, whatever it is that you want to do. Like, that's okay for you to do. Just because you're a mother doesn't mean you can't be those things.
No, for sure. It kind of, like, makes me think back to, like, the beginning parts of, like, after giving birth, postpartum, where, like, it is consuming. Motherhood is consuming. It is all that you are. You're getting used to it. That's your life. Like, it is something new. It
just eats you
up, yeah. Yeah. But, you know, like, I see it on social media, too. We're talking a lot about social media, but, like, you know, beginning stages, all you see a mom post is her kid. Then you start to see her post herself a little bit more.
Yeah.
And then, like, you're like, oh, here she go. Like, here you know what I mean? To me, I'm like, great job.
Yeah.
Because I, you know, we know how that is.
Yeah. What do they say? It's that. Like that getting your pink back. Mm-hmm. We mentioned that before, how yeah. it's like for that happens in flamingos where like, yeah. they'll lose their color, but then they gain it back
yeah.
after a while.
Like, it's so beautiful to see, honestly. Yeah. And you know, society and their view on that is honestly none of their fucking business. Like, you literally. Don't know what it was like to be in that state of this was everything. You were not sleeping. You were not eating. You yeah. were tired as fuck. You had a crying baby on your hip, or even more than one child. Like, you had a lot going on where it was everything. Now to where you feel comfortable enough to, like, step out of that and be like, okay, like, maybe I can go out more. Oh, maybe I should go back to school. Oh, maybe yeah. I should do this. Maybe I start, like, get a new job or whatever. Like, that's okay.
Right.
I think that people forget that moms are still human beings. Like everyone else is able to do those things. Why can't a mother? Right. Because she has a child. If anything, I would support her, I don't want to say more, but kind of.
Yeah, because, what, like, that's a whole other job in itself.
Yeah.
Life is one thing, but life with kids?
Yeah.
Hello. Like, it's a big deal, honestly. Yeah. And I think this just ties into the fact that women have been judged since the beginning of time.
Yeah.
I think that, like, the whole basis of a woman becoming a mother is such a big deal to society because they look at it as like, she's a mother, she needs to be this certain kind of persona now, you know? She's no longer who she used to be. Now she's a mom, she has to be this thing for her children now. You know, it's not like, because it's like, of course, we've talked about before that like, when you have a baby, you do change. And that's very yeah. normal. It's inevitable. Mm-hmm. Like, your brain physically changes. You will change. But I feel like that main part of you deep down is still there. She's never going to go away. Mm-hmm. Like, you're still allowed to express yourself. I even feel like motherhood might even make you find new things about yourself that you didn't know before that you can love, too. The mm-hmm. same amount that you've loved the old things about yourself, you know? Like, and I just really think it just has a big part with the fact that so many people have so many different opinions about women, how we should dress, how we should act, how we should be when it comes to children or around other people. And I truly just feel like, fuck it. Like, that's really what it is for me. Why do I have to be something that you think I should be mm-hmm. just because you feel that way? You know, like, I just think it's really important to stay true to yourself and not listen to the outside noise, because there's always going to be a lot of it, especially when you become a mother, yeah. you know? And you were talking about, like, after having a baby and going through the postpartum period, and that, especially that first year, is so hard. Mm-hmm. And it's like you start to see, like, little bits of that woman come back around after a while, after being in that time. And I even think it's like, you know, like, yeah, getting back into, like, the career you love or going to school or doing something, but even it's like the smallest things, like, oh, like wearing the clothes again that you couldn't wear for a long time mm-hmm. or that you didn't feel comfortable wearing, that you felt insecure about wearing. Like I know, like, there's stuff in my drawers, like, after I gave birth that I didn't touch for such a long time, and I was so afraid to put on, and when I would try to wear it, I'd be like, this is not the same me in this anymore, or like, I'm gonna get, like, judged because I'm a bit heavier now. My boobs are bigger. Like, now I look more, like, sexualized than I was before. Like, it's just all these things, like, went through my head. But then I'm like, here I go about, like, the whole judgment thing. Like, I'm thinking about what other people are going to think about me. Mm-hmm. And I can't do that.
Yeah.
Because it's about me. Like, it's about how I feel, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The process of, like, not caring what other people think is really hard. Because, like, motherhood makes you very vulnerable. Mm-hmm. It makes you very easily affected by what others think and say. And in a way, like, I think it just takes time for you to be, like, fuck it, as you're saying.
Yeah.
Yep. Because at the end of the day, like, you're doing more than a lot of people. And not even just a lot of people, like, all mothers are doing a fuck ton of shit. Like, yeah. They have so much going on, from their kid, from themselves, to their spouse, to their family, to their friends, mm-hmm. to their work, to their
We're an school. Entire like, juggling act.
That's what I mean. Like, yeah. There's so much going on. Mm-hmm. So if someone has anything to say about that shit, it literally is fuck them, because it's like, bro, you don't get it. Like, that's the thing. They don't get it. If they're judging you, they don't understand.
They don't understand, but I also think it's like, you're reflecting your insecurities onto me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe you're mad that you see me doing all this stuff and you can't. Mm-hmm. Or, like, you, for some reason, don't think it's, like, a good look. But, like, that's your opinion. I feel like regardless, people are going to have their opinions.
Yeah.
Like, regardless, people are going to judge you. Like, from, you know, like, forever, honestly.
We all do it. Everyone judges. Yeah. Not everyone's rude about it.
No.
But
I think it's a normal, it's a normal human thing.
Yeah.
But I just don't like when people think they have some authority to, like, really, like, try to go at you, you know, about something that's none of their business. Like, you don't have the right to tell me how to mother my child or how to act around my child unless, and I feel like we've said this before, unless you visibly are seeing signs of, like, something horribly wrong, like, something going on in the household, like, no, just you're going based off of, like, pictures that I post. Oh, like, she shouldn't be wearing that around her kid. She shouldn't be acting like that around her kid. Or, like, just even, like, when you're out and about, like, people might just look at you weird for some way, some reason, because it's just they don't understand, or it's just something that they wouldn't do, or they just are jealous of you. Like, it could be a billion things, but I don't know. I just feel like it's, like I said, you need to remind yourself, and you need to stay true to yourself, because you know you, and you know you are taking care of your kids, you know you're being a good mother, and you can still go out and do whatever you want to do for yourself, because you still matter, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think people think, like, once you have a kid,
everything else is gone.
Everything's done.
Yeah.
It's like, no, that's it. That's all you can be, that's all you can do, that's all you can worry about, that's all you can post, like, that's, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And it's like, I get it. Yeah, mothers should be there for their children. But also, why can't they be there for themselves? Personally, I just can't get it, because that's not my life.
Right.
My child, like, I love him to death, and he's everything for me, but I also need me. Like,
you're also everything for you.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Even the other day, I was on the phone with somebody, and Romeo was like, Mommy, who's that? I was like, oh, that's my friend. And he was like, but I'm your best friend, right? And he's like, you love me the most. I was like, yes, I love me and you the most.
Right.
Because kids are always paying attention, and yeah. We talk about this so many times before about how they're absorbing everything that we show and do around them, but, like, I want him to know that, like, I love you, but I also love me too.
Right.
And, like, we're at the top, like, us together. He's like, you're never gonna leave me, right? I was like, no, we're locked in. We're locked. That's what I said. I said, we're locked in.
We're locked in, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like, me even just saying that, it subconsciously in his mind, he's like, I can love someone as much as I love myself.
Right.
And you should be at the top of that fucking list.
Yeah. Especially as a mom.
Yes.
Because we need a lot of self-care, I feel like.
Yeah.
It's very important, because if you don't remember that you're still here, you will lose yourself in it.
Yeah.
You know? And I've been there. Mm-hmm. That first year after Callie was born, I forgot who Rachel was. I really did. I didn't know what I was doing anymore. Even, honestly, past the year, too. It took me a while to come back to myself.
Mm-hmm.
It really did. All of a sudden, motherhood became my entire being. I was like, wait a minute. Like, I'm still here. Like, I still have to love myself and care for myself and do whatever I want to do for myself. Like, I was, you know, building something before Callie came. Now Callie's here, and I will continue to build it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And that goes for everything all around. My career, my self-love, like, my my confidence, like, everything. It might have gone on pause for a second because this whole transition, life-changing thing happened to me.
Yeah.
And, like you said, people won't get it who haven't been through pregnancy, birth, postpartum, motherhood. Like, people who haven't experienced are not going to understand. And that's very normal because you can only, like, hear or see from others, you know? I don't know. I feel like, personally, I'm, like, very, like, empathetic. Or, like, I listen a lot. So even, like, before I got pregnant, I was always, like, watching, like, birth stories and listening to people online who are pregnant or who were pregnant talk about themselves or their life, their babies, their stories. And so I've always, like, I'm always somebody to, like, put myself in somebody else's shoes, I guess. So, you know, I when I became pregnant, like, I was like, okay, like, now it's my turn to get to know the real thing. Like, I was never one to, like, I just feel like before I got pregnant, before I became a mother, I always looked at moms as, like, superhumans. Like, always. I'm always, like, the way, that's so cool that you grew a being and birthed them, and now they're here, and you're raising them, and now it's my turn, and I get to do that. And, you know, I potentially might be doing it again in the future, and that's really fucking crazy. I know that one day I'll be ready for it again, and I know that it'll be a whole entire change again in itself. And I just know by that time, I feel like I'll be even more confident in myself and in the process again, because, you know, I have experience doing it, and I can share my experience with other people too. And, you know, it, for me, I just always wanted to be a no judgment zone, but it's not like that for everybody. It's not, especially with social media. People always have something to say.
I know. Like, I love social media, but then when it comes to that shit, I'm like, bro, you literally didn't have to say anything. You never had to type that, like, those words out. You never had to press send. Like, you took energy out of your life and your time to say something that nobody even gives a fuck about. Like, you know?
Stop being a bot.
Yeah, like, grow up.
I feel like people, like, be rage baiting, too.
That's another thing. That's another thing in itself. People just like to hear themselves speak.
And they like to argue. Yeah, exactly. They know what they're gonna say. Once they hit post, like, oh yeah, this is about to, like, bring some heat. Like, okay, whatever.
That energy is exhausting.
It really is. Like, come on, you have nothing better to do.
Get a hobby. Please.
Like actually. I actually just saw a post from that model East Girl Orange that I brought her up on here before. She was, like, one of my idols, basically, like, as I got into the modeling community, and she has two kids now, and she made a post a couple days ago about how she has been exclusively breastfeeding her current baby, and how apparently people online have been really mean to her about it, how, because she just does it anywhere she wants to do it, she's feeding her fucking baby, but she had to make, she literally made a whole post based on how people are being so rude to her and leaving these very hurtful comments about how she's just breastfeeding. But I'm like, why are you guys shaming such a natural thing?
Right, like, y'all wasn't sucking on some titties. What the fuck?
Literally! I don't understand that part of it. And, like, some things really make me question the person.
Yeah.
I'm like, why do you feel that way? Because now, like, I can't understand you. Like, I really can't.
Right.
Like,
but then if the baby's formula fed, the world is over. The world's over.
The world is over, please. It's like you can never make them happy.
No.
Ever. Like, what the hell do you want me to do? I would never understand that.
Bro, that shit blows me. Like, bro, if you're so uncomfortable with my titties, just say that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you're projecting. That's all it is. And I'm not going to listen to you, because that's coming from deep down inside of you somewhere. That has nothing to do with me.
Right.
Literally.
No. People are fucking weird, bro. I keep looking for a drink now. I'm like, okay, maybe.
Do you want... I know.
Maybe I need a drink.
Well, we have like 2 minutes. I can stop it and we can get a little drink.
Okay.
A little drink break.
A little drinky?
Yeah. Last time we got a whole salad break.
Well,
you know.
Lettuce.
Lettuce.
I know personally, I feel like there's a lot of moms who feel like they can't be anything outside of motherhood.
Yeah. And I feel like, in a way, if that's all you want to be, go ahead, girl.
Yeah.
You know? Like, you don't have to feel pressured into being anything that you don't want to be. Mm-hmm. If all you want to be is mother, be mother. Mm-hmm. Seriously. Because it's a big job. And yeah. It's a really great role to take on as well. Like, I wouldn't say it's, like, a bad thing. Like, yeah. Especially if you're somebody who was always, like, dreaming of being a mom or felt deep down that you were meant to be a mom. I always think that's so beautiful. Yeah. Like, when I see women who, like, really indulge themselves in motherhood and, like, I'm a mom.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's so nice.
No, literally. Like, my childhood best friend, when we were children, like, literally at career day, they asked her, like, what do you want to be? She's, like, 7 years old. She's like, I want to be a mom. And she would talk about it all through life, and now she is a mom. She has 2 kids now. They want another one.
Oh, my
like,
God!
They are going insane, but, like, she still has, like, her own shit, too. Yeah, like, she has her job. I think she works in, like, a corporate office thing with, like, accounting. She's also starting, like, her own, like, accounting business. Like,
they have
a house. She's married. Like, you know, she doing the fucking thing, figuring it out.
Yep.
It's not easy.
Mm-mm.
But she's doing it. I think it's really inspiring, honestly, to see that. Like, yeah. To see, you know, someone that I know personally take on the role of being a mother, but also still have her own life. Like, they'd be at the beach, and they'd be, like, they'd be having their time together, and she loves it, and, you know, we still make time for, you know, hanging out, like, every once in a while, and we're talking right now about, like, a girls' trip later on. Like,
I love
you
that.
Know, like, still being her while in motherhood, and I think that's honestly such a beautiful thing. But yeah, she's wanted to be a mom her entire life, and now that she is, like, it's beautiful on her, and I love that for her. And
she's glowing.
Yeah,
every time I see her, I'm like, oh,
I know.
Yeah,
it's so cute.
Yeah, I but love that
she also is, like, the mentality to, like, handle all of that, honestly, because it is a lot. Just, you know, it's to be a mom, it takes a lot of you mentally. When you're thinking about right now, but you're also thinking about the future, that is overwhelming as fuck.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Like, just trying to make sure that your kid is, like, a civilized person and, like, you know, will contribute good things to society and, like, be a good friend or whatever. And then it's, like, they're so little and, like, sometimes they're fucking annoying and they're like, yo, shut the fuck up. And, like, you know, you're like, I don't mean to shut the fuck up, but, like, I do.
I know. I feel you completely. I get it.
And it's, like, you're just trying to be, like, a good role model.
And that's hard.
Like, it's just...
because you're still trying to figure yourself out. And I guess also tying back into, like, what you said originally, like, for those who are a mom but feel like they can't be anything outside of that, like if you are, like, aiming to want to be something outside of motherhood or you know, balance motherhood life as well as your life, like, you are very capable of doing it. It's just about taking the baby steps into doing that. And it can be stressful thinking about everything going on, about if you're being a good mom, if you're being a good role model, if my kid's doing okay, are they going to be okay when they grow up? Like, it's just so many things to think about because...
Hello?
This happened last time, too. Yeah. We were like, ooh. But yeah, it can be a lot to think about when you are wanting to do more outside of being a mom, for sure. Mm-hmm. Like, it can be a lot to think about. But, I don't know. I think all of us are going through very similar things when it comes to that. Like, you know, it's a stressful time. I don't know.
Yeah, no.
At least for me.
It's just stressful.
I'm stressed.
In general.
Like, yeah.
Life is stressful.
Yeah.
But, like, that's something you can't control. And I think that's something I kind of wanted to mention was, like, a lot of things are out of your control.
Yeah.
You know, like, what the future looks like, sure, you're, like, building that right now, but you have no idea what it looks like right now. So it's, like, you can focus on right now, but also, like, time is moving, so, like, if you want to do something, like you're saying, take those steps. It is not going to be the same as someone else who doesn't have a kid. You are going to have to do a lot more. That's just the fact of it all. But it's, like, if you really want it, you're gonna have to make those sacrifices. You're gonna have to take time away from your kids to do the thing that you want.
Yep.
You're gonna have to put effort into learning something new. You're gonna be bad at it. Whatever it is. It could be a career, it could be a job, it could be a hobby, it could be whatever it is. You're going to be bad at it at first. And that's just, like, how we learn.
That's how everybody starts off.
Right. Even just in motherhood, you don't know what the fuck you're doing when you start off.
Nope.
Who the fuck does? Sure, you can read all the books that you want and watch all the videos and whatever. When you're in it, and it's 3 a.m., and your baby's screaming, crying, you're like, what the fuck is going on? Do you know what you're doing?
Right.
But also, I sure hell didn't. I don't fucking know.
I was just going with the flow. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, I would try to, like, look up stuff, of course, but I know it's, like, everybody's single-handed experience is different. Yeah. It's all unique. Like, it's the same in some ways, but it's rather unique because everybody's baby is different.
Yeah.
Everybody's postpartum experience is different. So, of course, like, everybody's days and nights are going to look very different in a way. Yeah. And it's just about how you figure out how to handle that. Mm-hmm. And it's a hard thing to do. Like, yeah. Oh my God. When I think back to those times, I can't really remember much.
No, me either. I think it was like a trauma response. Like, you know, my brain kind of forgot.
Yeah. Bro, I actually, I have a YouTube video on my channel. I think I was, it was like a day in the life of me with my like 3-week-old or something. I watched it and I was like, I don't recall any of this. Like, I was in like La La Land. Like, I was like sitting in the bed, I had Callie on my chest. Like, I'm pumping. I'm like showing everybody my milk supply. I'm really proud of that. I'm not gonna lie. That's what I do remember. I was like, eh. but yeah, I would watch that video back like a couple times now. And I just look at myself and I'm like, oh, you poor girl. Yeah. You poor baby. But like, I did it though. My baby's okay. I was able to do that. I survived. Yeah. She survived.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. You, like, figured it out. Or even if you didn't figure it out, you still did what you had to do, even if you didn't know what you were doing.
Exactly.
And that's just life.
Exactly, yeah. I just have to say, I was very, very grateful for my support system, though, for sure. I had help.
Yeah.
And I love that for me.
Yeah. No, that's another thing, too, like, with people who don't have that support system, which I feel so much for, because...
Yeah.
We talk about all the time. We're very thankful for our support system. We're thankful for everyone in our lives who continuously show up for us and our children.
Mm-hmm.
And we understand that a lot of people don't have that.
Yeah.
I honestly wish I could offer more help as to what that looks like in order to, like, be everything that you want. I know it's going to be harder and you're going to be tired. You're going to have to spend a lot more time away from your children. Like, you're going to have to work more, like... I can't even say it's easier said than done because that doesn't even sound easy.
Mm-mm.
That doesn't sound easy at all.
No, it's not. And this just makes me think of my cousin works at a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And she's told me that I think it was like 2 of her coworkers had brought their toddlers into their shift and just kept them in the back with a snack and a tablet for 4 or 5 hours, mm-hmm. checking in every now and then. But they gotta do what they gotta do. Yeah. And... I feel like that's, like, an experience that happens to a lot of women or parents in general. Like, sometimes you don't always have somebody to watch your kid.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you can't afford a babysitter.
Yeah.
Like, once you become a mother, like, now you are responsible for not only the things that you have to do to keep yourself going, but now you have to have this little being next to you that you need to make sure is okay at all times.
Mm-hmm.
And when she told me that, you know, her coworkers had brought their kids in, and, like, she was like, yeah, like, she would, like, have to, like, kind of, like, hide her in the back because, like, the manager had called her a couple times and told her, you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt so bad because I'm like, where else is the baby supposed to go?
Yeah.
Like, I don't, what? She's like, I don't got no family to watch the kid. I don't got nobody to watch my kid. I can't afford a babysitter right now. Like, I'm trying to work my ass off here. Like, I really feel for those people because I'm like, seriously, what are they supposed to do?
Yeah.
Because then it's like, okay, like, I can't leave my child by themselves, obviously.
Right.
Hello?
Yeah.
I have to work to make money for us. Hello?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, seriously, what do you want us to do? Whoever is in a situation where you are finding it very hard to be able to juggle all of these things at once, if you're by yourself, if you don't have a support system, if you can't afford certain things for your kid, like, girl, it's gonna get better. Like, and you are so capable of getting through these hard times. Everybody is. Like, it's just about you willing to push yourself through, seriously. And you are so strong.
Yeah.
So, literally. That's all I have to say about that, because honestly, it's, you know, I see it happen. I hear about it. And, you know, like, I'm very grateful that I can leave my kid with her grandparents every now and then when I have to go out for a work trip, or I have to step out of the house for a couple hours to go do something, or, because, you know, or even if I just need alone time.
Yeah.
Some people don't even get that.
Yeah.
Fuck the work thing. Like, sometimes as a mom, you just need alone time. You just need to be, like, by yourself for, like, maybe an hour or a couple hours. Like, Because it's very much needed. Like, even just to go out and grab a coffee for yourself, be with yourself, go get yourself something to eat. Like, because I know, like, when Callie was born, after a couple months, like, I started going out for, like, my little Starbucks in the morning. Mm-hmm. And I used to just sit in the car and just, like, like, dissociate. Like,
yeah.
Like, just nothing. Because there'd be so much happening when I got home.
Yeah.
Because it's a baby. It's a kid. And they're a lot of hard work. And, yeah, you just have to remember to be there for yourself as much as you possibly can, even though I know it's hard.
I low-key wish, like, jobs were more willing to, like, work with...
Like, lenient.
Yeah, like, not even, like, you know, having your kid in the back of the restaurant, but, like, having some type of help for moms who are alone, like, mm-hmm. who don't have any help. Like, I kind of wish, like, that was more something people had more access to. Like, I know you can apply for stuff, like, through the government and stuff like that, but then you can't even make over a certain amount every month or else they'll take it away from you. And exactly. It's, like, it doesn't make fucking sense, bro. Like, you have to go work. There's no one to watch your kid. You can't afford for someone to watch your kid. But if you want someone to watch your kid, then you have to make less money at work. Like, it just keeps you in this box. And I just don't ever understand it. And I've been, like, you know, even myself, like, looking into, like, what I would need to, like, you know, like, have, like, assisted, not assisted living, but, like, helping with, like, pay rent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's something that I looked into because I am single. I'm not a single mom. His dad's very much present. Yeah. But it's, like, I can't make over a certain amount of money.
Right.
And it's, like...
You're like, but I want to make over a certain amount of money at some point.
Yeah, because then I'm no longer qualified
right.
to have that assistance.
It was the same with me and Keenan. We were trying to get a assisted... It's like help with paying for the preschool.
Yeah, that's another one.
Because we're in the middle.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, they want us to make this amount, but you can't exceed that.
Yeah.
But then even though we might exceed it by a little bit, it's still not enough. Like, you know, like it's still not enough to get her where we want her to go. And I'm just like, okay, but I don't want to stay in one place. Like my aim is to keep building.
Yeah.
But it's like, even while you're building, and even if you have a little bit over that amount, it's still sometimes not enough.
Yeah.
A lot of people are in that position, that like middle, like, okay, like I could use the help, but they won't let me get the help. Yeah. And it's like, like I just, yeah.
It makes it so hard. And like, we talked about this before and I'm not going to get too far into it, but they want us to keep having kids, mm-hmm. but that don't help once they're born.
Right.
That makes zero fucking sense right. to me. Because the economy is ass.
So ass.
The housing market, shit on a stick. Like, nowhere's hiring.
I always wonder, am I ever going to have a house? Like, is that...
That's my thought, too. And honestly, I've recently had the conversation with a friend of mine. And I was like, I used to want to have a house so badly. I don't think that I ever will.
Yeah.
And to me, that's sad because that's all I ever imagined for myself. But also, I'm like... what the fuck else am I gonna do? Also, like, yeah. if I want to, like, not just stay in one place, like, buying a house, right. that's a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, like, I might want to move somewhere else. Like, I don't know what the future holds. Again, right. That's something out of my control right now.
Right.
Right now, focusing on what I can do and what's available to me.
Yeah.
But it's, again, so much to think about.
Like, it's a lot.
It's a lot. And especially, yeah. like, you know, for us, like, we don't have normal lives. Like, yeah. we don't have, like, we didn't go to school, we didn't get a degree, we don't work in an office. Yeah, yeah, like, it's very much not that. So, you know, if you can't relate to that, I'm sorry.
It's very much all over the place. Yeah. Like, it can be, like, a really good month, and the next month you're like, fuck.
Yeah, it's like...
you're like, wait, what happened?
Literally, I feel like I've just been surviving, like, the past, like, 2 years specifically. Like, I feel you. Just trying just to even have enough money to put gas in my car. Like, that's where I am, but also I'm like, but I love everything else.
No, I know.
So then it's like, it's okay that I have no, like, money.
I'm having fun, though. I'm so good.
I'm having a great time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm crying.
I'm having a great time. It's like tears. Yeah, no, I feel like a lot of us are in that position, especially, like, you know, in this age group, like, we're, like, in our mid-20s. Like, who the fuck knows what's going on?
Yeah.
Like, honestly.
I turn 27 tomorrow. Sorry, so random.
I know, your birthday's tomorrow. Hello? I forgot about that. I'm like, tomorrow. Wait, today's Wednesday.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's the day.
I'm 27. By the time you're watching this, I'm 27 years old.
Everybody say happy early birthday.
Yeah. Because what the fuck?
Just like, know, regardless of any situation, we're getting lit and we're shaking yeah, ass.
So. For sure. For sure.
That's always on the schedule, regardless yeah, of anything yeah, happening.
I think I tweeted, I was like, everybody better be shaking their ass for my birthday. Even the guys, I don't give a fuck.
I'm crying! Not the guys.
Throw that A.
We're like...
More.
More. No, I love that. See, that's the thing, though. It's like, regardless of, like, the situation, we still make sure we have fun. Yes. And that we hang out with our friends and, like, we still do things every now and then. Yeah. We get the group together, you know, yeah, like, that kind of thing. Because, you know, it's important to us. And it's because we, like, want to... It's our happiness, in a way. Yeah. It's a part of our happiness. It seriously. Is. Because I know for a long time, like, I kind of isolated myself for a long time. And then I forgot. I'm like, wait, my friends are here. Hello?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, that's so nice. It's like, that... Even that in itself was such a transition, too. Because we used to be together... Every fucking day.
Every day.
Every day. All day long.
Yeah. From, like, morning to night. Yeah. Through the night.
Every fucking day. Yeah. And, you know, a lot of things changed, like, I think at COVID. COVID changed. COVID was, I was like pregnant. Everything definitely transitioned after that. Yeah. And
COVID was, like, the turning point.
Yeah. Everything became very different. But regardless, like you're saying, like, we still, like, everyone's birthday, we're getting lit. Like, we're getting together for, you know, like, we'll have, like, random barbecues or, like... I don't know, we haven't done a sleepover in a while, but shit, it's about time. Like, I don't know, like, it's, like, stuff that we still hold on to because that is a part of our happiness, a part, like you're saying, a part of our truest self. Like, we need to see our friends.
Right.
That is outside of being a parent. Our, shit, our kids can be there.
Right.
But, like, we will make time for our friends.
Yeah. All your aunties and uncles, we're all gonna get together, okay? Like, that's gonna be the thing, always.
Yeah. And I feel like that's just how it should be for you. Yeah. Like, you, regardless of what's going on, you gotta keep showing up for you, because you have to, because that's where you are. Like, you have to come back to that. Like, being a parent, a lot.
Yep.
A fucking lot. But you also mean a lot.
Yeah. You mean a lot to a lot of people around you. Mm-hmm. You matter still, and don't forget that, and keep shaking that ass.
For real. Please.
Please.
Make that ass for Drake.
Hey, better shake that ass for me.
What? Let that breathe.
Yeah, exactly.
For real.
For real.
Do a little, you mean.
I'm crying.
Get into it.
Get into it. Get into it.
You're allowed to do that.
Yeah. It's, right, bro, it's like a form of, like, releasing your energy, though. Like, open those hips, girl. Like, shake that ass. Like.
Apparently a lot of trauma lies in your hips. Yes. So I feel like. Throwing ass is medicine. It's therapy.
It really is. Because
therapy.
Every time there is an opportunity for me to go do that somewhere, you will see me there.
Oh, bitch, me dancing around my room.
Me too.
Cleaning.
Please.
I'm throwing ass.
Yeah, exactly.
Care. Nobody's there, just me, and I'm having a grand old time.
It's funny. I feel like I've been doing that since I was like 14.
A child. I've been doing this since I was a kid. You know, like, me and my sister used to share a room. It was always the same thing. We'd blast some music, bro. Like,
yep.
I remember we'd get the Justin Bieber CD. That's when, like, when that really started for real.
Yeah.
Bro, I were, like, jumping on the bed, like, having a whole fucking show and shit. I'm like, yeah. Like,
wait. This reminds me. I saw this post, and I don't know if this is so, like, true to me, but every time, like, this was probably when I was in, like, elementary school into, like, junior high school. I guess, like, that, like, I think I was, like, 11, 12, 13, that age. Mm-hmm. And we'd have, like, a sleepover, and I saw this post that said, like, why were we picking out, what was it? Twerking shorts for sleepovers. And I'm like, that's so true. Like, I was like, where are my twerk shorts at? And I'm, like, 13. I'm like, why the fuck was I? Who was I doing? It's for me.
And that's what I mean. Like, that shit comes from the core. Like, your core values. Like, yep. I need to shake ass.
Exactly. It's all inside of us, so go do it.
Please.
I need to find that post. That was so funny. I was like, that's so true!
Honestly, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. What a time.
What a time.
Still a time.
Right. But see, I feel like even with that, like, you know, you go and have a good time and shake your ass, people are gonna talk.
Mm-hmm.
People are always gonna talk. That's just what happens. And... it all depends on how you're able to handle it, like, how you teach yourself to deal with those people or those opinions, and I don't know. I know it took a while for me to get there. I have been dealing with, like, opinions my entire life.
Yeah.
Like, as somebody who was weirdly sexualized from a very young age by people, Just because I developed very early, and all of a sudden, because I had, like, boobs, I was a whore. which happens to a lot of women, honestly. Yeah. All of a sudden, I'm, like, 13, 14. I'm wearing a bigger bra than a lot of girls. I have a butt. I'm a little thicker in places that other girls aren't. All of a sudden, I'm a whore. All of a sudden, I'm fucking every kid or every guy in school. Like, what and make it make sense, right? And that led from there all the way through high school. Like, no matter what, no matter how quiet I kept to myself, like I don't know, I talked about this on another episode where we talked about, like, that high school experience, but it was dumb. And I just feel like it, like, really led, like, into my adulthood of me being, like, very I don't know, cautious around people, and why a part of me was always so, like, enclosed. Like, I was, like, afraid to, like, express myself because I was afraid of judgment. Like, oh, they're already judging me off of how I look. What if I say something wrong now? Oh shit, like, it's done for me. Like, I think that was a big part of, like, why I had to, you know, open my shell one day and come out of the shell and just be like, no, like, this is me. And I'm not just a piece of meat.
Right.
I have a personality.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. And it took me a long time to come out of that, for sure. But after a while, I was like, I'm a bad bitch.
Right.
Like, I'm a bad bitch. And I gained my confidence. And I found people who liked to be my friend. And who weren't, like, judgmental towards me. And who loved me. And yeah. And I was like, no, like, I don't have to be a certain kind of person for anybody. Like, I'm going to be myself, and if you don't like that, then that's on you. I have nothing to do with that. You know? Yeah.
No, that's beautiful. That's so nice.
That's so nice. So, yeah, if you're somebody who has gone through something, like, similar to that, where, like, you've had to deal with, like, a lot of opinions and judgment from other people, like, for a large part of your life, I have to say, I honestly, like, I don't think it's ever going to stop. Like I said, it's just about how you learn how to deal with it. And it can take you some time because a lot of it can be hurtful. That's a thing. Like, I can't lie and say, like, going through that stuff, like, didn't hurt me, because it did. Like, it really turned me into, like, this, like, really shy person, and that I was just scared of other people, like, nervous around other people all the time, anxious. I think it's something that really built my social anxiety, you know, that kind of started the foundation of it. But, you know, after a while, you'll get to see how, like, you'll grow out of that, and you'll get to see, like, how good of a person that you are, because you know you, like, you know that, like, no matter what anybody else says about you, or if people are talking about you, you know yourself best. Mm-hmm. Like, you just have to remind yourself of that, you know, because it can kind of make you blind to that, because then it's like, you'll start hearing stuff and you're like, wait, like, do I do that? Am I that? Like, is that how I am? You know, like, you'll start to question yourself, and you just have to learn not to do that, because you shouldn't be questioning yourself off of other people's opinions.
Right.
Yeah.
We said this before, but, like, think of all the other things that you've done when you didn't think you could get through them.
Right.
All the things that you've overcome, and, like, how they shaped you, and, like, they changed you. Sure. But you did that shit. And it might not have been easy. And you know it wasn't. You, more than anyone, you know what the fuck you went through.
Exactly.
Mentally, physically, whatever it is, like, life-changing wise, like, you know what you've been through. So you can apply that to being and doing whatever the fuck you want.
Mm-hmm.
In motherhood. Mm-hmm. You can do it while being a good mom. You are a good mom.
Yeah.
And you're also a bad bitch. And you're also whatever the fuck you want to be. That also just fully depends on you, honestly. No one else is going to take you by the hand and be like, no, like, you're really good at this, or, like, you need to do this more. Like, no, they might tell you. Yeah. It's all up to you whether or not you take those steps in your own life, and it's not going to be easy, and that is something that you just have to understand, is, like, there are going to be challenges along the way, but nothing in life worthwhile is easy. Otherwise, everybody would fucking do it.
Exactly. It's very normal to be afraid.
Mm-hmm.
It's very normal to, like, be afraid of taking, like, the step, or, like, because you know it might be a risk, or you're scared of what other people will think, and I think it's just about getting over that little that little bump in the road, if that's what's stopping you, because it's like a mind or matter thing, like, you know, like, or mind, I said mind or matter, mind over matter, and it's really just up to you.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, a lot of the times, too, it's not even, like, motherhood or our kids that restrict us, it's ourselves.
Exactly. Like, we oftentimes hold ourselves back the most.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are the people that judge ourselves the most, like, even if no one else is thinking the things that we think they are, like, to us, they're like, oh, they definitely think, like, this is wrong, or, like, I shouldn't do this, or this isn't good enough.
Right.
And it's like, did anyone actually say that?
Right. And it's like, yeah, exactly. And it's like, almost like, even if it is motherhood, like, you might even just be telling yourself that it's that, mm-hmm. you know? You might even just be like, no, but I'm a mom, like, I can't, mm-hmm. you know? Like, it could just be you, girl. Yeah. You don't know. You know, and if it is, that's okay.
Yeah, that's normal.
Yeah, yeah. I've gone through that. I've held myself back from so many things that I shouldn't have. And I think it's just something that happens. And especially, like, when you're not maybe, like, as secure in yourself as you want to be. Because once you find that confidence in yourself and you're able to be like, no, like, I really think I can do this, then you can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, literally after this, I'm going to record... Oh, I'm not recording. But I'm gonna do visuals for my music.
Finally!
No, literally. When I tell y'all, like, everybody, we're talking about it, everyone has told me, you need to go do that. And I'm like, yeah, I know. It's been years. Mm-hmm. And today...
I've been waiting very patiently.
Yeah. Today is the day. The day before my 27th birthday. And I'm just like, I don't know, I've been creating for a long time, and I just, like, I've been sitting with it recently, and I'm like, I think I'm ready. Even though I'm not ready, it, like, when am I going to be?
Yeah, you were sending me, like, your outfits. I was, like, getting ready, and I was like, hey.
Like, I'm excited. I'm nervous, because, like, putting yourself out there is nerve-wracking. Girl, especially when it's, like, what I do creatively is never really for anybody else. Like, that shit is purely for me. When we talk about the things that bring you joy and, like, you do for yourself, I do everything for myself, like, in terms of, like, and having, like, a healthy outlet or just having something, like, I guess it's considered art. Like, to me, like, I make that shit for me. So, like, the idea of other people even hearing stuff outside of what I'm about to do right now, and as I continue to, like, go on this journey, like, I'm scared. Like, I'm genuinely scared. Yeah. Because I know people are not going to like it, but to me, I'm like, I kind of just have to, like, accept that, because that's something I can't control. Mm-hmm. And just be like, no, but this is for me. Exactly. So if nothing happens, if no one listens, if no one gives a fuck, I don't care, because I give a fuck. Exactly. You know?
I was the same way with my modeling, too.
Yeah.
A lot of people judged me when I was, like, freelancing and, like, you know, showing more skin than maybe they thought I should be showing, mm-hmm. and like, modeling bikinis and lingerie, but fuck it, like, I felt good in my body, and I did that. People didn't like it. Mm-hmm. They really didn't. And I didn't give a fuck. It got me signed, and I got to do a bunch of really cool fucking stuff over the years with really cool brands and meet a lot of cool people in the industry. And if it wasn't for me, like stepping out of my comfort zone and continuing to do something that people didn't like me doing, then that would never happen for me.
Yeah.
I still remember, I think I told you this, my aunt's boyfriend said that if I wasn't going to make it as a model, I would be a porn star. Yeah. I could have listened to him. I could have been like, oh, maybe, you know, maybe it's not for me. Maybe I am just going to be something that, like, I don't know. No. I said, fuck.
Right.
You really look at me as that? Like, ew. Yeah. First of all, ew.
Yeah, no, ew.
Why would you ever say that? You're dating my... Whatever.
Weird.
He literally said it to her.
Ew. That's disgusting.
If I was her, I'd be like, oh, so you're, like, sexualizing my niece. That's weird of you to do.
Yeah.
You're cut off.
You're done.
You're done. No, but even, like, regardless of that, even, like, all the rejection that has come through the years, like, all the ups and downs and people who told me I was viewed as just this one thing when I knew in my heart that I am not just that. Mm-hmm. I can be more because I am more, you know, like, and I'm going to continue to do more because I know deep down that I can. It's just about finding it. Mm-hmm. And like we talked about last episode, having those open arms and you're ready to accept it. You know, you're ready to accept the things that you want for yourself. Because when you say you're ready, then everything will start flowing in for you.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
No, totally.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just excited to see us and whoever that we around us just, like, I don't know. I just feel like as we get older, it's just, like, I feel like you need to take yourself more seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you are a mom. Even if you're a dad. If yeah. you're a step-parent. Be that. But also, like, do the thing that you feel called to.
Right. You're allowed to still have dreams.
Yeah.
No matter how old you are, no matter how many kids you have, what's going on in your life, everybody can have a dream.
Mm-hmm.
That's allowed. And if you want to go chase it, if you really, really want to go chase it, you can. You know?
I'm very capable of doing that.
Yeah. I love when I see people, like, do their thing. Mm-hmm. Like, step out of their comfort zone or even just with watching somebody, like, bloom into being somebody you know they always were.
Yeah.
And we are all very capable of doing that. Mm-hmm. As humans, as mothers, as women. We all have purpose. Literally. We all have a purpose. And, you know, it's just about trusting yourself in that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sorry. Fucking dry ass throat.
You're fine. I need to get, like, a humidifier. Yeah. I used to have one, but it broke.
Mine also broke.
Yeah. I'm gonna order one for our next episode for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. We don't have our Olipop today.
No Olipop. Just Molly. What is this?
Molly. Molly?
I don't know.
Molly.
What did you say it was called?
Milo's? Milo's or I don't know. I'm something like that.
Molly.
Molly.
Anyway. Anyhow.
We're funny.
But are we ending it there?
I think so.
Okay, yeah, that sounds like a good place to end it.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Well, thank you guys so much for listening and watching. Yeah. Why did I just forget everything else? I was like,
okay. This happens every time. We go brain dead for a second. It's like all train of thought just out the window. Hello? Are you out there somewhere?
Where is she?
Where'd she go? What the fuck was I gonna say?
fuck. It's I okay, feel like it's contagious.
Yeah, I know. Fuck. What happened? Is it the molly? Oh my god.
It's the guac.
Fuck. It's my allergic reaction.
Blame it on that.
I know. Yeah, I should do that. Fuck you, Walmart. No.
Didn't you work for them?
I remember that job because they took stills of me in, like, mm-hmm. underwear, and then they basically made each model like a doll kind of thing, but online you could, like, put different clothes on us.
Oh.
Like a game.
Yeah.
But, like, you could see, like, you could select the body type that was similar to yours and then put something on us.
Mm.
That was cool. Yeah.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Shout out Walmart.
Love you! Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck that was, but it's fine. I don't know what the fuck was in their avocado, but whatever. Yeah, but like you said, thank you guys for watching and being here with us and listening. And we love you guys very much. We're very happy to be back on schedule, back on track,
because
mm-hmm. it's been a while.
Yeah.
And
a much needed break. Honestly, huh? I think we needed the break.
Yeah.
Mentally.
Yeah. Girl, there was a lot going on. There's still a lot going on.
Yeah.
I think now we're just like, we're back. Like,
right.
Like, we're ready.
It's okay. It's like everything is floating around us. We're like, ha.
But we're here. We're showing up, and that's what matters. But yeah, we love you guys very much. And, fuck.
Socials?
Yeah.
Social media?
Socials. The fuck are my socials? Oh my god. Why am I going so brain dead? You can follow me, or should we do the podcast first?
We'll do the podcast first, I guess.
You can follow us at A Young Milf Podcast on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, of course. If you're here on YouTube and you're watching, give us a like, give us a comment, subscribe.
Subscribe.
Do all the things you do.
Yes.
And because we really appreciate it. We like to see you guys, you know, interacting with us, because we like to interact with you. Mm-hmm. And you can follow my personal at Rachel Anastasia on all platforms.
And then me, on Instagram and YouTube at Johnny Nettis, my first name. Sorry if you can't spell it. It'll be somewhere on here. down below.
Yeah.
Or if you're listening, I don't fucking know.
Like down below.
I don't know. Just fucking look it up.
You'll sound figure it out. Sound it out.
Anyway. And then TikTok, your fave hot MILF.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And is your YouTube is also...
Yeah, I changed it. I saw YouTube and Instagram.
Oh, right. Sorry. Yeah, yeah. Sorry. See, I'm not... Don't know what's going on. but, yeah. Thank you guys always. And we're very excited for the rest of... Why am I talking about the rest of the year? What the fuck?
Our lives. We're excited for the rest of our lives.
Yes, we are. And you should be, too.
We love you.
We love you guys. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
I feel like the end of those.
What the fuck was that? We're very excited for the rest of our lives.
One shared brain cell is bouncing between us.
You're like, me?
No, literally, we're like, okay, no, oh, shit, I'm back.
For some reason, it's like when the camera comes up, it's like nothing's happening anymore.
Like,
what's my name? Hello?